This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We talk about big corporate mergers on this program. Let us just say not infrequently. They can be an indicator of sorts, a guide to the big picture issues that make this economy go round. Exhibit A today comes to us from the farm economy, which is not robust at the moment. The German firm out of Leverkusen over there, Bayer AG, is buying St. Louis-based Monsanto for about $66 billion American dollars. Commodities prices have been in a slump for a couple of years now, which has put pressure on the firms that supply farmers with seeds and herbicides and almost everything in between that they need. But in the farm belt over here, people are fretting about what more consolidation among their suppliers is going to mean. Marketplace's Andy Baxter has that one.
Monsanto is the world's largest supplier of genetically modified seeds and the maker of the weed killer Roundup. Bayer is better known for its pharmaceuticals, but it's also a player in seeds and chemicals. And they're not the only two companies merging in that sector. Syngenta, Dow, and DuPont have put together their own recent deals.
They're all seeing that the farm economy is not going to be great for the next how many years, and they're looking out for the shareholders only.
Casey Stallo is a seed dealer and farmer in Minnesota. He says the wave of consolidations comes as farmers struggle to stay profitable. He says seed and chemical companies haven't helped out by lowering prices.
For what it costs to grow a bag of seed and what they're selling it for, I mean, everyone's getting fat and happy. And then at the farm level, you know, we're just supposed to eat it and take a loss.
Stallo has stopped using genetically modified seeds himself to save on costs. Bayer and Monsanto say that combining will help cut their costs and boost annual profits by about $1.5 billion after 3 years, with more benefits over time. Barbara Patterson is with the National Farmers Union. She's worried cost savings will mean fewer new products getting developed to serve farmers' needs.
The synergies that are talked about are often the layoffs of scientists, of researchers.
Bill Hale, who grows corn, soybeans, and sugar beets in North Dakota, has his own doubts about the deal, but says, who knows?
Maybe they developed some new products that they would not have developed separately.
The deal is subject to regulatory approval. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.